Drinks.
Hey everyone, welcome to Why Mommy Drinks. This is Betsy Stover.
And I'm Amanda Allen.
This episode we have, I forgot to ask you what you want to be called. I'm just going to go out on a limb and say actor, comedian, director. Yeah, Kimmy Gatewood.
Hey guys, thanks for having me.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
It has been a while. Oh, so I have three kids. They're 3 and a half. 7 and 9, and they're all little boys.
Mm-hmm. I have three kids. I have an 8.5-year-old boy and twin 6-year-old girls.
I have one child, and she's a 4.5-year-old girl.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
What?
If you were
envy.
Last time, Last time Kimmy was here, she talked about how your daughter would always want to get in your bed, and so you had to train her not to, and it was very sad.
I locked her out.
That's right.
And she was like, "Mama, why?" It haunts my memories. Mama, let me in. Open the door.
Mama,
open the door. You know, in like her little 2-year-old voice.
I forget there was one that was like, "Mama, open. Mama, open. Open, Mama."
Like. And then found her on the couch.
Like a husband that had done something wrong.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like a damn house guest.
Since the last time we've talked to Kimmy, I think. Mm-hmm. I don't think you were on Glow.
Really?
Right?
Yeah. Maybe.
Or maybe it hadn't been released yet.
Yeah. I think it had just started.
This is a big change. And you're on a TV show. Like, you feel you were on a TV show.
Oh, our guys are stupid. I hate them. Yeah. Lifetime sucks.
Yeah, and I have a Peloton. So good.
You got one of them TV bikes.
I work out to people on a computer screen.
Let's go. Amanda, don't be down on yourself. You got a free Peloton t-shirt the other day.
Crap.
I worked hard for that t-shirt. I'm in the Century Club.
Okay.
I don't know what that means. She's 100 years old.
I've ridden the bike over 100 times.
Wow. That's commitment.
The only way you can get the t-shirt.
Give me my t-shirt. As I'm 100 now.
Yeah. Yeah. As I say it, I'm like, that's not a cool thing, actually.
I think it's great.
It's good.
Most people buy that bike and then they just quit.
No,
true. I can't tell you how many times I've spent $25 for like an NPR t-shirt. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, there's that.
I always want a t-shirt.
The difference, though, is that you're spending $25 for like...
T-shirts. I'm like, it never fits right. It was important to me when we had our t-shirts that I was like, they better not be shitty, like men's t-shirts that are like really thick and boxy, and they're like really squishy, tight on your tits and really tight on your tum.
They're always,
and then everything, just like so unflattering.
Loose sleeves.
Yeah. Big, billowy, loose, boxy sleeves. Ugh. Yeah. So when I think of free t-shirt, that's what I think of. I'm like, no, if it's gonna fit me, it's gonna be too big and it's gonna look like fucking garbage.
Was this Centurion t-shirt cool?
Centurion.
Yeah. I mean, it's cool. It's pretty cool. So tell us about your television series.
I mean, I got sweatpants.
You got clothes, sweatpants.
Yeah,
that's cool. That is cool.
First season was a jacket, and I was like, yes.
What was the jacket
it
like?
It was like a cool black puffy jacket. Oh, I was like, awesome. We are gonna last forever.
Like a Ryan Gosling, I'm driving a car kind of jacket.
A little bit, yeah.
Yes.
That kind of jacket. Yeah,
like a satiny. Yeah. I'm a Lady Flamingo or whatever the fuck. Yes.
That's awesome. A Lady Flamingo.
Is that what they were called?
No, they should have been.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
What were they? The pink ladies.
Oh, yeah.
But the lady.
The Lady Flamingos belong with the Centurion Club.
We're the Lady Flamingos.
We are the Lady Flamingos.
We like golfing.
And going to the zoo.
Oh my God.
We've got our Lady Flamingo jacket.
Oh. I can't wait until we're 100 years old and we can make a Lady Flamingo club with our matching jackets.
Lady Flamingos. Can't stand on one leg and we can't stand young people. Okay.
Yeah.
But I'll eat a gallon of shrimp if you want me to. Oh,
that would be me.
That's so good.
Oh.
Okay, second season was fanny pack and headband.
Oh, okay.
Fanny pack, and a hat.
And a
headband and a wristband and like a hat, you know?
Yeah.
And sweatpants.
And a t-shirt.
Third season was sweatpants.
Okay.
Yeah.
Super cool. Wait, so first season you got
jacket.
A fucking rad jacket.
Cool jacket, yeah.
Second season you got
fanny pack, headband. Wristband and then a t-shirt.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But it was from different departments.
Well, so slowly you're building a whole outfit.
Yes, 100%.
You have there was a full outfit
so
now.
In, you know,
for several seasons.
Oh, leotard is next, I bet.
Oh, man. I hope so. Full unitard.
Leg warmers.
Ooh. There's a, you know, in production every Friday, they do something called like a Hawaiian Fridays. The crew will do a thing where they all have a theme day.
That's they did that on American Princess.
blackout. So usually every Friday they'll do a theme day. And so when I shot something, I directed something last summer, and one of my theme days was swag day because you get so much stuff like as a performer or whatever. Like, so I just went, I was almost head to toe like in stuff.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's a fun very idea. Fun.
So when this is a TV show, do Friday swag day.
Sure. What did you direct?
So that was a show called Timeline for Echo. It's a platform, an interactive platform. And, it had Donald Faison from Clueless and Scrubs in it.
Yeah. Super cool.
Girl, Rachel Crowe, Sammy Henratty.
I think most importantly, Donald Faison is married to Jessica Simpson's best friend from high school. Who was also her assistant. You're welcome.
I didn't know.
You're welcome.
Casey Cobb.
Why don't I know any of my child's classmates, but I know that.
Carl?
Aiden?
Carl,
I'm going to guess Aiden. There's always someone named Aiden, and there's always someone named Faith or Grace.
Ava. Ava's a good one.
No shade if your kids are named that. It's just, you know.
Yeah, I got a Grace and an Ava nieces. Yeah, and an Aiden. Yeah, so you got them all.
You have an Aiden in your family?
Yeah.
Wow.
My brother's got five kids. It's Ava, Grace, Aiden, Kai, and
all
Tino.
All the names we just said.
Yeah. Yep. Ava, Grace, Aiden.
Oh my God.
Kai and Tino. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You can't let your
Trend
brother
day.
Listen to this.
No. I don't know if he knows what iTunes is.
So. Oh my God.
Smart cookie, but you know. the most recent thing I did is I directed an episode of The Babysitter's Club for Netflix.
Stop
I directed Christie's Big Day, which I'm so excited about.
Oh my God.
About.
Is that based on a book called that? Christie's Big Day?
Yeah. Well, The Babysitter's Club was
a book series.
And one of the books is Christie's Big Day.
That is exciting. Yeah. I never got into that show, but I know how much it means to so many people
those
I know.
Those books were my life. And Alicia Silverstone is in it. So now I've directed two members of Clueless.
Oh, you're collecting them.
Yes, I'm collecting them.
You know what? I think you could probably just stop there, though.
Yeah. No, Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd. I got to get Paul Rudd. And then maybe Breckin Meyer. Why not?
Yeah, Breckin Meyer.
We can access him. Let's do a Snapchat video.
And the guy who plays her dad. He's funny too.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That
Who was that?
Who was that guy? Aiden, I think.
Not Paul Reiser. Not
Aiden
Paul
or Ava.
It
or
wasn't
Kai.
Paul Reiser. Was it the guy?
He's
I can't.
Older.
Yeah, he's older.
Got good eyebrows. You know.
Is he the guy who played Columbo?
No.
No.
I don't know.
Somebody's sitting in front of a computer, but don't use it, please.
But yeah, I think Stacey Dash. You could probably.
Yeah.
And then
I think she just got arrested in Tampa.
Yeah, that sounds right. I was like, well, was she hospitalized or was she arrested?
Yeah. She's unavailable. Tech unavail.
What does the tech mean?
When you're trying to cast something, you know, they say you ask for people's availability. Yeah. Are they available so you can offer them something? And they say tech avail, which is technically available.
Oh.
But made available. So tech unavail. Wow. I got real insider-y.
Yeah. Now.
This is education.
Now you know.
Tech all about Hollywood.
You're all directors now.
there's no business like show business. Tech unavail.
You're hired. Yeah, I mean, I've been like, so, you know, did Glow, or we just got picked up for a fourth season, which I'm so excited about.
And again, we've said this many times, but if you are not watching Glow, you need to watch the show. It's awesome.
It's great.
It's the best job
super funny, and it's sweet, and it's so many ladies being fucking rad.
Yeah.
The fashion, the costumes is so much fun. It's just excellent. It's a an excellent production, and it's got Kimmy Gayford in it. And Rebecca Johnson, who you know.
I know, we got cast together. You know, you knew that, right?
Yes.
But sorry, what was I gonna say? Oh, sorry, the only two moms on the show that are in the cast, which is so funny. Yeah, out of the main like cast members, which is really hilarious because our kids were, you know, under two when we started, so we were like rocking like I thought
like a legit mom bod.
Yes, yeah, legit mom bod, and I was like, well. Wearing spandex.
Yeah.
Gonna get comfortable with my body. Mm-hmm. Peloton was not around.
Yeah.
But that was like one of those experiences where I was just like, okay, well, they cast me for me, and now I'm just gonna get comfortable with who I am. And I think it was the first time ever that I was like, you know what? I'm okay just the way I am because I'm working and I have a kid and it's great.
And it is what it is.
And they did. They cast you for who you are.
Yeah. And also, you and Rebecca are like, Of the Glow ladies, which seems redundant, of the
gorgeous ladies,
the gorgeous ladies of wrestling ladies.
Yeah.
Pin number. what was I gonna say? That you're like the reliable comedic relief.
That's nice.
I think. Yeah. Don't you think?
Yeah, I agree.
Because you're like fucking. They're like silly little cartoon characters.
It gets serious, and you guys.
But you
really,
two will
like,
come in and be like,
out of the park. Yeah, you guys are like, I don't even know. I'm just sitting by a pool.
Yeah,
and it's like, yeah, thank you. It was almost too serious.
Exactly.
I thought that guy was gonna die.
Exactly.
They're so fun. They throw such good bits, and then they let us kind of. We pitch them bits all the time.
I can tell they let you play because to me, it feels like you two a lot of the time.
Yeah, oh, 100%. It's really hard. I was just like, I just stopped at some point. I was like, you know what? This character's just me. I'm not going to like pretend like it's not me. You know what I mean? There was one thing in season three where I read the action line. It just said, Stacey's asleep on the couch. And then there's a whole scene that happens. So I was sleeping in the scene the whole time.
Were you really sleeping?
No. So I was like thinking about it.
But you got paid, man.
Oh, man.
Good job, writer. Yes, they were like, Kimmy's not in this episode enough. I want to make sure none of her scenes get cut. I want to make sure she gets paid and keeps her health insurance through the actors union.
Yeah, that's right. She's got a child now.
It's really important that she's sleeping on the couch in the scene.
It's such a funny thing as an actor where you're like, yeah, I'm in the scene sleeping.
I think I remember that. Were you guys in like the dressing room?
Yeah, and like Allison Reed does a bit where she like, you know, wears the showgirl outfit, takes off her top and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And then at the end, I just like threw in a bit where I woke up, what did I miss? And it was like staring at Allison Reed's boobs.
Yes. Yes. You nailed it. I remember it. Yeah, it was very funny. And it's like they wrote that, but no, like it was funny for only your character.
That was funny too because she showed her boobs, but it wasn't. I loved that it wasn't a sexual moment. It was just like two girlfriends like fucking around, and it was silly.
She's trying to lift your friend up. I always show my tits to lift my friends up. And
do you?
Yes, I do.
Amanda doesn't.
But you,
Apple Sisters, yeah, I do. I was like,
Apple Sisters backstage, we were just constantly just flashing our.
Oh God!
Oh really?
These things are so big. It will take too long to take them out and then in.
Who's got scissors?
Although, even though I haven't nursed in about 3 years, I think I still have at least one nursing bra in rotation. Remember when we talked about going bra shopping a very, very long time ago?
Uh-huh.
I still haven't gotten bra shopping.
I think that's the worst, though. It's so stressful. I don't want... They're like, get measured. And I'm like, who do you ask? I don't even know who to ask. Like, go to Victoria's Secret. I was like, the child store?
Don't go there.
Child store? No.
Where do you go? It does feel like a child store, because then they bring you the... They look at you. I went to Victoria's Secret.
Uh-huh. You did?
I did.
And then, scandal. Well,
and I
scandal and I Burbank.
I showed up.
Go on, tell us, and you fancy lady.
What was it like?
Is I was
lace.
In,
mm-hmm.
The secret is that it was created by a man.
That's the secret.
Mm-hmm. It is. Yeah.
So I went in, and then it was after I had. I think after the girls was like the last time I went in, and this is why it was the last time. I went in and they measured me, and the lady looked at me mm-hmm. like something was wrong, and
she
then
said, "Oh." Oh, these are too milky.
And then she's like, well, let's go see if we can find some bras. And then went around and they had like nothing that fit me. So she just had like a couple and was like, here. Because it's meant for like the sizes are all for like younger kids.
Right. It's like Forever 21 bras.
Yep. And when I did that, I was like, and then when you put them on, they're meant for bodies that want to pretend to be bigger than they are.
Oh, yeah. So if you have big boobs, you have to still wear a push-up bra, and it makes no sense.
No, because then you're like falling out.
Yeah.
And instead, it looks terrible and it feels terrible. Yeah. And you're like, this isn't giving me what I need. So you go to like Nordstrom or Neiman's. Yeah. You go to like a nice store for old ladies.
Oh, yeah. That's the thing. I've said it before. I like going to an old lady store. I know where I have to go.
Not a real old lady
store. No. I like to go to a store Maxx. Where there's like an old lady who looks at you and is like, what are you, a 38 F? Like, come with me.
Yes.
And then
she'll show you
and
all
she goes
them.
Like this whole time.
Oh, look, you're wearing the wrong size. Look, don't put it on that tight. Yeah. Here, let me just lift your tit into the... Yeah.
Yeah, bend over. Hold on.
Yes. I like that they're slightly inappropriate. They're poking your tit.
And then they look at you and they go, and they adjust the size. And they're like, that's not the right one.
Yes,
I'll be right back. And they go find a different one.
And they go find it.
Yes.
And a lot of them are very ugly. Not the women, the bras.
Yeah,
they're
no,
like
I don't
bulletproof,
do that anymore.
Ugly bras.
I don't do that anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, you've retired.
Bette Midler tit sling style?
Yeah, it's like they're so like, and you're like, you don't have to do that.
Oh, yeah. Those old ladies like to pull your
They do. They like give you
up
these
to your
things
ears.
And like,
it makes no
this
sense.
This just feels like it's like.
They're anti-gravity bras.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not fooling anybody. I don't need boobs up to my ears. No, look, they're closer to my elbows. Let's be honest.
For the record, you have very tiny arms. Very short.
Cammy.
I'm part T-Rex. Thanks for pointing it out.
Uh-huh. It's basically wrists for elbows.
Wrists for elbows.
So stupid. But it's, yeah, I've been quite a change, I think, in the past couple of years for me. And it's been, you know, a good transformation that I never thought that I'd have the opportunity. And I think for me, it was going behind the camera and deciding that I wanted to see women on screen and different voices
Girls
on screen.
Girls on film. Mm-hmm.
Exactly like that. Girls on film. More nudity, please. Thank you.
I've decided.
Ball cleavage. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Well, just balls.
Ball cleavage? Ball, yeah, ball. Ew. That would not be nice. Oh, my God. My 9-year-old has been calling cleavage. He made up a term for cleavage.
Cool. Fun.
It's your breast hole. He'll be like, Mama, look at your breast hole. But then also,
no.
My seven.
He plays putt-putt golf in it.
I mean, he could. I do have a windmill in front of my face. It's hard to eat that way, but
those tiny wrists, elbows. Oh, the visual's so good.
I just acted it out. So just imagine what that looked like.
I'm Tech Avail for this part.
Oh my God, I impressed it. Kimmy is a director now. She's going to hire me for her putt-putt movie. Okay, you know the episode of Babysitter's Club where one of the babysitters becomes a putt-putt?
Oh my God.
Okay, anyway.
Becomes a putt-putt. Yeah. It was weird. Yeah. Very trippy. I don't even know what a putt-putt is exactly. Was it the golf club? Was it the golf lawn? I don't know.
I feel like it's the golf club.
That's a putter.
Putt-putt.
Putt-putt
is a verb, I think. Nope, I don't know.
It's a putt-putt.
But it's also a noun because you're playing
Putt-putt. Yeah, you're playing the putt-putt, right?
That is the dumbest name putt-putt. For anything in the entire
yeah,
world.
Mini golf is a much more acceptable.
Yeah. Anyway, putt-putt. So hole number nine, the breast hole. What would happen exactly?
Oh, yeah. So my kids are experimenting, you know, with words, and they don't yet understand what words are acceptable and unacceptable for certain people. Mm-hmm. Yes. So my kids will say like, oh, like mama. And they don't mean this in the way that we understand it, but they'll be like, mama's sexy legs and stuff like that. Like, look at your sexy breast hole. And it's like, oh God, I can't. But that's not, I didn't.
I was trying so hard in my 20s to be called sexy.
Sexy. If only. But yeah, it's like, oh, I can't explain it. I mean, it means you want to, but I don't want to talk about that. Oh. So I'm just like,
Greek tragedy.
Oh, gosh.
Freud. Okay. God damn it.
Oedipus Rex. My oldest is like Rex.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
You got a sexy breast hole. You know what I would do to that breast hole?
Oh.
Yeah,
I'd sink a hole in one.
Yeah. I just high five myself.
No wonder you couldn't find a bra. There's a big hole in your breast. Oh.
It goes down to my butt. And
just
no, I don't
two
know.
C's looking at each other.
C. Not oceans. The letter C?
Yeah, the letter C. The one little breast hole. I have trouble with that because, like, Lottie, said something to her nanny. Like, she's like, your tummy's big and you're too fat to get in the car. And you have a big juicy butt or something.
Big
like
ass.
That.
A big juicy butt.
Yeah. And I was like, I don't think you know what you're saying. But I remembered, I think it was my fault because I was like, oh, my daddy's going to be Peter Parker for Halloween. Like, he's got a fat belly or whatever. And I was like, no, what have I done? I've done it. I've incepted her. I'm a bad mother. No. Oh, I feel like it was all my fault. And I was like, it must have been the kids at school.
Well, just like your brother, yeah. I hope your husband doesn't know how podcasts work.
Yeah, I am not. He just like pushes buttons around the house. He's like, maybe. Podcast? No. Podcast.
Well, Miss Amanda, what's going on? I called everyone Miss. What is happening?
Okay. Yeah.
What's
welcome
going
to school.
Thank you. You can call me Miss Amanda.
Miss Amanda. Oh, I like that character.
Miss Amanda. Hey, I'm Miss Amanda. Love playing putt-putt and sinking holes in my breast hole. Put your balls in my breast hole. He's not.
This is why I became a director of Girls on Film, okay?
So, Amanda.
Miss. Yeah.
Sorry.
Amanda.
What's going on with you?
Oh. So what broke me?
Yeah. I'm going to take a little wine
I'm gonna
break.
Not do,
Great. Great.
So I just had like a working mom day. So I woke up. The Emmeline's class every day has a leader of the day and they wear a little microphone and they say like, okay, class, sit down. And the class sits down.
Is it a real microphone?
It's like a little tiny
they
microphone.
Wear
they
a
wear.
Microphone?
So it goes around
in
their neck.
In their breast hole?
In their breast hole. Yeah. It sits
nice,
right there.
Nice. Good callback.
Yeah. And then so it just amplifies their voice a little so that they're above all of the other kids' voice.
I still don't think I understand what I'm into.
Yeah. It's a little tiny microphone that sits like on a necklace.
You don't understand. There's 200 children in this class. All their classes are in a big echoey airplane hangar.
Oh, cool, like cool. It makes it cool. Like the kids are like, oh
yeah,
I get to wear the microphone.
Because it's so, like your newscaster
yes,
or something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're in charge. You're the leader of the day. And so then the teacher helps kind of move them around and they announce everything. So before that, I went to help out with computer lab and we were supposed to be on time today, showing up, ready to go.
Can I just say, I am impressed that you were helping out at school.
Thank you. Good work. Very much. So last year, Emmeline asked me to quit my job and be one of those mothers that's always there to pick them up.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God.
And she was like, can you be here more? Can you show up more? And so I am making all efforts to try to volunteer more and be there.
Oh, did I tell you, I volunteered to head the compost effort at Ajax's school?
No. But I'm proud of you.
Well,
good. The rotting food is now your responsibility.
You know what? I wrote someone 2 emails. Mm-hmm. That was about 3 weeks ago. And so far, my effort is really...
It's you doing it.
Really.
Yeah.
In the works.
You should put good on your special you. Skills on your resume.
Good for you. I'm trying.
You can always tell your kids, I am the volunteer for the compost committee.
I'm Captain Compost.
Don't say I didn't do anything.
I mean, I haven't done anything, but yeah. I could.
Yeah.
But I'm in charge of the space program.
Yeah.
I didn't say what kind of space.
Mostly the space in my living room.
The space you need to give me because you're all up on my shit all the time.
So you were helping in the computer lab like a borscht.
Yeah. So she was like, meet us outside at 8:30 and then I'll introduce you to all the kids and you'll come in with us. They'll put their bags down. We'll go to the computer lab. After that, we'll go back into the classroom so you can see Emmeline do her leader thing. And I was like, okay, great. I was like, I have a meeting at 10 that I have to run. So as long as I can be there by 10, I'm golden. And she was like, we'll make it happen. I was like, all right. So we're running around the house this morning. I don't know what happened. We just didn't have it together. Everybody's dressed. Everybody's ready to go. I'm brushing my teeth. So it's my final thing. I was like, okay, let's do this. Get by the door. And then they know, like, get by the door, be ready. They have their backpacks on, ready to go. And
you just yell, get by the door.
Yes.
And they all go to the door with their backpack.
Yeah. They know it's time. I'm like, get by the door.
Oh, my God.
Like in an emergency. They're like, get by the door. Yeah.
It's like they're jumping out of an airplane. They're like getting all ready. Oh. My kids, it's like they're getting kicked out of a bar and everyone's drunk.
Well, that's what it ends up.
What?
Yeah. That's exactly
get your
what
bag.
It feels like.
You just throw it out the door.
That's what it is.
Don't put your shoes on in the car.
I'm the bartender. Are going, I don't care where you go, but you can't stay here. And they're just kind of like, yeah, okay. And I'm like, get by the door. And then some do. This morning, no. Wesley's always by the door. He's ready to go. I'm standing there like, thank you. I love you. I'm here. Benny was in the bathroom going potty because they also always have to go to the bathroom when you got to go somewhere.
Yeah.
And I was like, where's Benny? And then I just hear, I'm in the bathroom. Like
I'm
from
in
behind
the bathroom. I can't find my puppy, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. Or you just sit there and stare and you're like, are you done? Not yet. And you're like, we're late. Not yet. And then they're like, now I'm done. And nothing changed. Nothing happened. But so, all right. Wes is at the door waiting. I can't find Benny. She's in the bathroom. Finally, I find Benny. And then I'm like, where the fuck is Emmeline? And the clock is ticking. We have like 3 minutes until we get there. Now, 3 minutes to get to the school. It's possible. I can do it as long as we leave right now. And Wes will be tardy if we are not there at 8:30. And tardy means after like 3 or 4, you get letters from the county or whatever. And they're like, you're a bad parent. And we're going to...
The county?
The sheriff. What? No, like the Unified School District will send you a letter and be like, your child was tardy on these days. If they continue to be tardy, we're going to send someone to your house to figure out what's going on. So I go into Emmeline's room and I'm like, Emmeline, where are you? And I open the door and she's just standing there in a black lace top, no pants, no underwear, and leg warmers with skulls on them. And I was like, what is this? She's like, I didn't want to wear that red dress. I want to wear this. And I was like, you have to first, you need pants. And she was like, well, I've got my leg warmers on.
What? You know what? She's not wrong.
She is innovative.
They cover your legs. They are technically pants, I guess.
Those are the assless chaps of little girlhood.
Like, her little tiny vagina just hanging out. She's just standing there like,
I'm ready for school. What?
I go, you have to wear underwear to school. And she was like, well, I wasn't before. And I was like, okay. No,
I wasn't before, so she hasn't been. So,
well, I'm sure she has been known to try to get out of wearing underwear places. And like teachers will be like, she'll sit down on the rug the and they're like, no.
Was she the one in the sandbox that one time?
She was the sandbox
one. Oh, boy.
Who they, like, she was sitting in the
sandbox. Sandbox, no underpants.
Free bird. What is it? Free balling?
Free bird. Play free balling.
Free labing it?
She was free labe.
Yeah, free labe.
Yeah. She likes to go without underwear.
Oh, good Lord. What a...
open face sandwich. Well,
shoot. I
ham and cheese. Okay.
Oh no, it's roast beef. No. Oh my God. I'm so sorry. So, I am
thank you.
So
thank you very much. I'm sorry. So sorry. I'm so, so sorry.
Sorry. Okay.
Shoot. So I go into like emergency mode, right? Where I'm like, yeah, we got to put pants on. You have to wear underwear. God. Ah, fuck. So I have to pull off the leg warmers because I got to get underwear and pants on her. No. And then I put pants on her. I put her underwear on. And then I'm like, and she's like, I need my leg warmers. So then I put the leg warmers over the pants. Put the shoes on her. I'm like, get to the door. We got to go. We got to go. You're late. We're supposed to be there already. Oh, no. And I know that, like, the teacher's waiting for us. The teacher's waiting for us. Wes is going to be late. I'm like, motherfucker, motherfucker. I finally get all the kids in the car. Benny gets off the toilet. Emily, they all get in. They get. I run around. Buckle, buckle, buckle. Throw everything in the car. Then drive like 25 miles per hour. You know, like, you're like,
your buckle, buckle, buckle was impressive. 25 miles per hour. Like, fuck, dude.
Because you're in a school zone?
Yeah. I mean, like, you're like, yeah, you're like, okay, we're almost there. So then we get to the car, we get to the school, and it's like, hurry, hurry, hurry. And they're all just like,
oh, jeez.
Okay, we'll get there. Oh, no. At this point, we're late. We've missed the bell. The class has gone in. I don't even know where they are. I text the teacher. I'm like, I'll meet you in the computer lab. I go in, sign them in. Wes is just standing there looking at me like, motherfucker. Like, here we go again. So I sign the tardy slip, and it says, what's the reason? And I just wrote, Wesley's sisters are real hard. And then I gave
I love it.
I gave it to him, and he was like, it's not a lie. And then he, like, walked
Wes
away.
Said that?
Yeah, he was
I
like,
I love it.
Yep. So I think he was really happy that I wrote that, because he was like, thank you for acknowledging that they're the reason that I'm late all the time. So then I was like, go to your class, go. So he walks to his class.
It's annoying when, it's hard when other people make you late and or get you in trouble.
Especially you're like, when you're the one that's ready. Every day you're ready to go and you just got to wait for them and then they get you. Yeah.
Preparing him for corporate America. Oh, my God. All right. You always got like, one a-hole on the team keeping you down. You know what I'm saying?
Is it the late person or the person showing up and being ready? I can't tell.
You going, you know what I'll say?
We're going to lift that.
You know what, Wes? We don't need to put this report in just now. You know what I'm saying?
I want every time I get a text to have a little sound of you just going, no, I'm saying. Okay.
Okay.
So you send him off with his tardy notice.
I push Benny. I'm like, go to your little, she goes to, I was like, go to your class, do your thing. I'm like, she goes to school too. She does that. But she's not late, which that's a whole other story. We don't have to get into that.
Okay.
But, so then, cause Benny and Emily are supposed to be at school at 9:30 cause they're what's called late birds. So they do early birds, late birds in their school where they divide them up based on their reading readiness so that they get more individualized attention. So if they need more, if they're kind of, if they're reading already or, they're in one spot, they all meet and they're called late birds. And if they need more work, and they're kind of like trying to like learn it, or they might be the younger kids in the class, they're the early birds.
She's like, why are my children smart? God damn it.
Yeah. I love it. I'm like, thank God you're late birds. That means you don't have to be here till 9:30. Right. Oh, fuck yeah.
Wow.
But for today, we had to be early birds because I was helping the early birds in the computer lab and Emily was helping out. So we were late. So I push Benny. I'm like, go to where the late birds are. And then I like run with Emily. I'm like, come on, come on, come on. So we go in. We do the computer class. It's very funny. These kids are hilarious. It was like I was kindergarten cop. I mean, I mean, it was like the things they say are so funny. And Emily's
teacher
is... They
wanted to know if you had a tumor.
Yeah. And I was like, no. And they didn't understand it at all.
I don't get that reference.
No. They were like, excuse me. What? Is that... Yeah. Anyway, so
Is that Kevin Hart?
Yeah.
Anyway.
yeah. They were so funny. Like the things that they were like, I don't want, they were making trees with leaves on them. They'd be like, I don't want to do red, yellow, and orange. I want to do gold. And, you know, and so it's like, I don't know if I can let you break the rules or not. Like I was just sitting there. Or they'd be like, do you know what my name is? And I was like, no. And they'd be like, Madison. You know, like they were like
very intense.
Yeah. They were so interested to like talk to me and tell me about themselves. Aww. It was very cute. And Emmeline the whole time kept being like, don't talk to her. She's mine. Come over here and just be mine. Like,
oh,
she was super happy about it.
Oh yeah. So, she didn't have to share you with her sister or brother.
Share me. But so then everyone else was like, come talk to me. And she was like, don't you fucking dare. And she kept trying to mess up her drawing to be like, mama, I messed my drawing up. Can you help me? And I was like, mm-hmm. Undo. So
like a proper 1940s girl. It's like, I dropped my hand.
Oh yeah. No. What is that? Is that my breast hole? So
oopsie.
I did it again. We do that, then we go into the classroom and Emmeline puts her microphone on. And now all the late birds have come around and everyone's there, the whole class is there, and I'm there to watch it. And the teacher's like, you know, it's basically like stand up, sit down, and then they do the Pledge of Allegiance and they go through and they say like, today is the third day of October and it's the season is. And then they spell out their names and they all like they talk about how many syllables are in their names and they make how many words can we make out of their name. And they're looking at different ways. Yeah, it's awesome. And she was very like, watch out. And then there's like sight words up there. And
all
she was
the
like,
Avas are pissed.
Yeah. Yeah. They're like,
Ava. I don't know. My name's Ave. That's it. That's all I can fucking spell. Thanks, yeah. Mom.
Yeah. And mine was like, Emma line three. And she was like, you're the first one in the threes. And she was like, yeah. Like she was like, so she was very excited. And then they sang, it's a grand old flag.
Oh,
and
it's a grand old flag. You're a high flying flag, and forever in peace may it rain.
Yeah. I think that I just didn't say that. You guys are like, yep.
Well, they
I would have kept going.
Well, they all kept. So I was like standing there watching, and then they would turn and face me because I was right by the flag. And so they would like point at me, but it was the flag. And I'd always be like, oh no, oh, like it's so awkward. But so she did a good job. And then it gets to, there's like a question and answer part. And it was like,
sorry, that just reminds me. It's like when you see somebody at the party, they're like, oh my God, hi. And you're like, oh my God, hi. And they're like, what? And they're talking to the person behind you.
Oh my God. Are they pointing at me? Am I grand old flag?
Yeah.
I mean, I'll take it, I guess.
Here's,
she's a grand old hag. She's a.
Here's a quick story that
I fucked a flag. What? I am high. It's weird.
Grand old flag. They sing it. Then she has to answer these questions, and it's like I see, and then she has to answer it. So she'll say like, Miss Teacher, you know, like, and then anyone who sees what she sees does a thumbs up, like, oh, I see that too. And then it's like, I like. And then she has to think of what she likes. And so she was like, I like Costco. And I was like, like, I was so excited that she picked Costco.
Really showing off her mom.
Yeah. I was like, yeah. And I totally did like thumbs up. Meanwhile, like the teacher was just like, like all the other kids were whispering like candy, dolls, toys. And she was like, Costco. I felt like in that moment, it was like
you felt seen.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, me too. And then the teacher goes, no, you have to just do thumbs up. You don't speak out.
But you were like, yeah, yeah.
Fuck you. You like Costco.
Inside,
you were like, bulk paper towels.
Yeah. I was like, those hot dogs are real beef. Well, I'm proud of this hot dog. I like this hot dog. She does that. She went through the whole thing. So she made it through the whole thing. And then the teacher was like, well, Amanda has to work. So she has to go because she works. Where do you work? And I was like, and then she was like, don't leave, stay. And I was like, I can't. She's like, where do you work? And I was like, well, I have to go to my job that is very important and that all of you love, and I have to go. And then they were like, okay, peace out. And she was just like, you cannot go. No. And he was totally like latching on to
me. Oh, your daughter?
Yeah.
I thought you meant the teacher. I thought it was
Can't, don't leave me with them. You don't understand.
The teacher was hilarious and kept cracking me up because she runs that room and the things they say to her, like we're sitting there and she was like, okay, everyone, let's look at the pictures you made. And so she's going through all these trees and she's like, oh, wow, look at this person put branches all around the tree and into the grass. So unique and interesting. And then she's like, and this one made a giant tree and tiny leaves. Like, so she's like just having fun with it. Aww. And then out of nowhere, like a kid comes up and walks up and it's like, excuse me, Miss Wills, did I tell you I put a sticker on this part of my bed? And she's like, no, thanks for telling me. Go sit down. Like, they like say the most random stuff to her where they're like, you know, I forgot to tell you, my dog had surgery last week. And she's like, that sounds really interesting. We'll talk about it later. Like the things they say, they're just always talking. Oh, and they all are like, they just stare out and then they're like, it's almost like they like download something and they're like, oh, guess what? My Uncle Bernie's living with us.
Yeah.
Like, wait, it was really funny to watch. But I got to be there and then I was late.
She's a good teacher.
She's a great teacher. She's a really great teacher. She can put up with it.
This is the one that was like the awesome teacher with the balloons.
Yes. Okay. This is her. And so I was like, I'll see you later. And now I'm going to be coming each week. So hopefully it won't feel as like, oh, you're abandoning me. Yeah. I'm going to try to go every week on Thursdays if I can.
Whoa.
I'm going to be the computer lab mama.
I can't even compost one time.
Well, thankfully we won't be in the morning.
Computer lab mama. All right. Here she comes.
Now computer lab mama.
She knows enter and shift.
Okay. Yeah.
It's weird that she sounds like a cowboy.
Where's she computer mama? Computer lab mama. Computer mama.
Oh, yeah. Mama. Computer mama.
Computer lab mama. I don't clean up your trash. Unless it's on the computer. I don't know.
I like it. I'm
one
following.
Glass of wine.
Oh, but then here's how the story ends. So I make it to work. I'm late. I get there. The rest of the meeting day.
You're running.
Yes. Whoa. And I explain to them all, I'm sorry I was late, but if I didn't listen to my child saying grand old flag, I would have been the worst parent of all time.
Yeah.
And then it was fine. Everything was fine. And then the rest of the day is late. Like, every meeting is late. It's like one of those things where it pushed everything.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the day, I was like, I'm really tired. I'm done. I don't care. And then I got this text message. Wesley had a tardy on 10/3/19. It's the automated service from the Unified School District.
Oh, yeah.
Letting me know. This is the second tardy. It's like the most, I know he had a tardy. I was the number one kid. I want to write back.
Yeah.
Like, can I write back and just be like, no shit. Do you know why he had a tardy? My daughter didn't want to wear underwear
to school.
You
probably could do that. Naked.
Like, and nobody would ever see it.
Yeah.
Unless there's like one person sitting there and then they would get in and be like,
when my kids miss school, I get like 2 automated phone calls. And then I also get like, an email.
Yes.
Like, I get it.
Yeah, we got a call.
Even if I call and I'm like, they're not going to come to school, I still get all those things.
The whole drive to school, I was like, everyone, we are late. Do you know what happens when we're late? I'm going to get into trouble. And they're like, what do you mean you're going to get into trouble?
I was digitally hounded.
A certain amount of time, the police will come to our house because they're going to say you're bad parents. Because your children weren't at school on time.
I just want to see how that sounds. Officer's like, knock, knock, knock. She's like, hey, Buster, you're a bad, bad mom. And you're a bad, bad dad.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Get your kids to school. Can you explain this, children?
And then I'll just bring Emmeline in with no pants on. I'll be like, I can. This one won't wear clothes.
You can't afford clothes. You can't afford to go to school.
She'd be like, I'm ready for school. I don't know what you're talking about.
This episode is brought to you in part by Bombas.
Oh, I like Bombas. So I wear Bombas when I'm running. Do you know why?
No.
Because they're awesome. And it really does matter. You think you can just put crappy socks on your feet and just go in your day? When you try on real socks made of real materials, like
these cotton, are made of super soft natural cotton.
Yes. It changes everything.
Every pair is designed with arch support.
Yes, you get arch support. So when you're running, your feet are like hugged in the right ways. It's
a
kind of like
seamless toe, which is really nice.
It feels like Spanx for your feet, but not compression socks,
not
but like
a bad way.
Just supportive in like an awesome way.
Mm, yeah, it says they have a cushioned footbed, but that it's supportive but not too thick. Everything you just described.
Yeah, and they come in all kinds of different cool colors and styles. So, you know, like that makes it fun too. I like taking my sneakers off and I have fun bright colored socks.
Yeah, and that's like a cute gift you can give people too.
I did that last year for Christmas. I gave people at work all different kinds of socks and everyone loved it.
Everyone needs socks.
Well, I did it for the holidays, I should say. It wasn't just for Christmas. It's the holidays. And that's the thing is you can give socks as a way to kind of just be like, happy birthday, happy holidays, yeah. Whatever.
And they have new merino wool socks, which is beautiful for autumn and winter.
Well, yeah, because it wicks away all of the wet, which is awesome.
That's
and it
right.
also, so in the summer, you can wear them because it'll keep your feet cool. And in the winter, it makes them warm.
And they're never itchy, even though it's wool.
Right. It's good. It's good for hiking. It's good for, you know, like when you're out and you know it's going to be cool or if you're outside.
And what's really lovely is that, did you know that the number one most requested clothing item in homeless shelters is socks?
No, but it makes sense.
Yeah, it does make sense. So Bombas is on a mission to change that. They created the most comfortable socks in the history of feet. And so for every pair of socks purchased, Bombas donates a pair to someone in need.
I actually did not know that, and I love that.
It's so cool.
You can save 20% on your first purchase when you shop at bombas.com/WMD. That's bombas.com/WMD to save 20%.
BOMBAS.com/WMD. Socks, socks, get your socks.
It sounded like you said sex, sex, get your sex.
Sexy socks. Bombas.
Hello. This week, our sponsor is Lola. Betsy and I have talked many times about this amazing company. It's a female-founded company, which is so important to us. But not only that, they're doing what they can to make sure that you get all the information you need. Do you know that the FDA doesn't require brands to disclose a comprehensive list of ingredients in their feminine care products? So if they don't have to, why would they? Well, Lola offers complete transparency about all of the ingredients found in their products, in their tampons, pads, liners, and wipes. My favorite thing about Lola, other than the convenience of having it delivered to my door when I want it and how I want it, is that you do good with every purchase. So every purchase, they'll donate feminine care products to homeless shelters across the United States. So you're doing something good for your body, and they're doing something good for someone else's. So for 30% off your first month subscription, visit mylola.com and enter WMD30 when you subscribe. So once again, that's 30% off your first month subscription. Visit mylola.com and enter WMD30 when you subscribe.
So as you know, my kids have been sick and it's just been like rolling sickness.
God.
And I think today was the first day in a very long time that I had...
There's a fever starting in... No, okay, I'm sorry.
I was like, what?
Like rolling in the deep, rolling in the sick.
I don't know that song. Do you know that song?
By Adele?
Yeah, Adele?
I have...
Oh, my God.
I don't think I've ever
heard Adele
sing.
We're going to take you to the iTunes store.
Oh.
It's right next to the mini Target.
I think it's your new ring.
I'll take you to the iTunes store.
Wow.
What? It's like, I take you to the candy shop?
Yeah.
It was a musical reference. Look, I've never heard Adele.
You've never heard Adele?
Nope.
Nope.
Okay. You could have had it all.
I don't know that song.
Okay.
I
have the same exact voice as Adele.
Yeah, it sounds just like that.
It's like just like Adele. We're pretty much exactly the same person.
I think I maybe heard her once and then I was like, oh, okay, that's Adele. So my kids have been homesick and it's just been like someone will be like fever, and then they'll finally go to school and then like that same day, like
fever in the morning, fever all through the night. That's Adele, just kidding.
Thank you. Thank you though. I love you.
You know.
That's a song.
Oh, it's going to get musical up in this piece.
So everyone has been sick.
Everybody.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Rock your body. Okay.
I don't know who that is. I don't know who's. I've never heard that song.
Oh, my God.
That's not true.
Oh, thank God.
Justin Timberlake. No. I don't know. That doesn't mean anything to me. or whatever they say. Anyway. So as soon as someone is like ready to go back to school, another person comes home and then they throw up or like I'll touch their forehead and be like, shit, you're fucking feverish.
Oh, God.
And so they've just like taken turns and then like come back around. So but
how
here's
do we survive.
What?
How do we survive?
I
don't understand.
Do podcast and you vent for an hour and a half. So it's really hard to know when it's real, if it's not like a fever. Yeah. And so my 9-year-old Rex only seems to, for a couple days, only seem to get a cough right around bedtime and then in the morning. And it was a really
drip?
What
post nasal drip? Is that what it is? Acid reflux?
I think it might be
a fake fucking cough. That's my guess. But you don't want to be like,
not a real
you're
medical thing.
A fucking liar. Go to school because you never know. You never know.
Now, when you were a kid, did you fake being sick?
I don't remember. I just remember, like, when you vomited, it was, like, hard. We were like, oh! like, your body just trying to turn itself inside out.
Yeah. I pretended to vomit. Did you ever do that? I would bring a cup in and hide it behind the toilet.
Oh, my God.
And fill it with water.
No.
And then when I knew my mom was nearby, I'd go, and then dump
Stop
the water.
Stop it.
And it worked?
Yeah. I'd be like, oh, no, I threw up. And then she'd be like, oh, you have to stay home. I was like, oh, no. I'll be okay. I'll just watch Nickelodeon all day and make crepes.
So that's the thing. When my kids are homesick, they get unlimited screen time of anything that they want. Mm-hmm. And so Rex was home, but he seemed totally fine until bedtime or in the morning when it was time to go to school, or bedtime when it was time to evaluate if we were going to school the next morning. So he woke up and I heard him coughing in his room, and then he came into our, and I remember being like, that sounds like a fake cough. Like I was like half awake and I was like, fake cough. And then he came into our room and he got into bed with us in the middle of us. And then he like kept coughing. And to me, in my like sleepy state, I was like, that's a fucking fake cough. I don't believe you. Fakey, fake, fake. Lies. But then.
Stanislavski, motherfucker. I know this shit.
He's really tapping into the sense memory of coughing. So I wake up. So Ari takes them to school. So I wake up.
An actor prepares.
Yes. Nah. And I go downstairs and Rex is there on the couch.
No.
And I was like, wait, what? Because I thought it was pretty obvious that it was a fake cough. And I thought, I just assumed that Ari would see through this ruse. And I was like, Ari, later, I was like, Ari, you kept him home? Like, he seems fine. And he was like, he was coughing all morning, like really hard. He coughed so hard. And then he threw up.
No.
And I was like, uh-huh. Did he cough? He coughed so hard he threw up? Because I've also, like the cough that I think he fake coughed so hard that he made himself throw up.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I could be an asshole. It's very possible. There's countless examples in real life of me being an asshole and wrong and stupid. But my gut tells me.
Nope.
Every fiber of my being tells me it was a fake cough. And he fake coughed his way to a vomit, which is irrefutable proof that one must stay home. So I was like, ugh, fucking A. And then I had to talk to my psychiatrist.
Detective Betsy.
And I had to wait, hold on. Wait, you were like, And then I was like, it's a fake cough. And then I talked to my psychiatrist. Right.
So
I definitely thought this was going detective story.
But I was like, give me drugs. Oh, no. We went a totally different direction. What happened?
So I talked to my, so I always do an online, like, I like Skype in with my psychiatrist so that I don't have to go anywhere. And then I don't have to put on clothes.
It's like Uber of psychiatry.
So I talked to her and she was, you know, your wine glass makes a crazy sound. It sounds like a fart or like a stomach making a noise in my earphones. Okay. Anyway, so I talked to her and she was like, how's that going? Because she has to, you know, justify why we talk, even though she's really just going to be like, okay, more Zoloft, more Wellbutrin, goodbye.
Good job with life.
I'm still real sad. And a Carolax, so.
Okay, well, how are we going to get through the next half hour? So she wants to know about my life. And... So, and I was explaining, like, oh, my fucking kids are always home. And she was like, well, do they get to, like, stay home and just do whatever they want? And I was like, yeah, pretty much. And she was like, they get to watch, you know, it's like unlimited screen time. And I was like, yeah. She's like, you should just make it so that they lay in bed and like, they have to read or whatever, you know. And I was like, that's fucking genius. So that night, I talked to Ari and he was like, that's genius. So it was bedtime and I can't remember if Rex was coughing, but I felt like he was like, oh, it was a lot of like, oh, my head hurts. I don't feel well. Like it was just like a lot of like, he's getting ready to
start coughing.
Yeah.
He's like, uh-oh, it's 4 o'clock. Is that, it's time to put it on.
Yeah. Cause I know he doesn't. I know that he hates the bus because they have assigned seating and he doesn't like his bus driver. And aww. I know that he doesn't like school. Aww. And he wants to go to a different school and he doesn't want to, you know, so, and he also had to miss a lot of school when he actually was sick. Mm. So I get that maybe he just doesn't want to go and he, you know, and we, anyway, so I was like, here's the thing, Rex, you've been so sick. That I think we're doing this wrong and you're not getting better. You keep just getting sick again or you're more sick. So, tomorrow, if you're too sick to go to school tomorrow, you're going to need to just stay in bed all day and not have screens because that will stimulate you too much. Just stay in bed and read and, you know, you could play a board game, but you have to stay in bed all day. And he was like, what? He was like, well, what if I have to eat? I can't eat in my bed. And I was like, oh, yeah, sure, you could. I'll bring you soup up to your room and you can eat it in bed because you just need to stay calm and not, you know, move too much and just stay here. And sure enough, he went to school that next morning.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, my God.
No complaints.
So psychiatrists are great for giving you meds and
solving your conundrums.
Helping you with your parenting. Figuring out how to get detectives. Your kid to school. Yeah. Kid detective. Psychiatrist. Dr. Kid Detective.
Tell me a problem. What's going on with the kid, huh? Fake cough, you say?
Keep that kid in bed all day.
Keep him in bed all day.
It was such smart advice. I was like, oh, shit.
It's so smart.
We should probably do that from out, unless they're like so sick that they have to get off of. Because I remember that when I was a kid, just being like so sick, I was like, I need to watch TV just so I don't think about how I'm feeling. Exactly. Exactly.
I don't know about you, but in the last couple of years, I have been really struggling with depression and anxiety. And the hard thing, besides just feeling depressed and anxious about that, is that in order to get help, you need help. Like if you're feeling depressed, it's really hard to go out and do all the research and take the time and energy to find someone who can help you. And even then, if for whatever reason it doesn't work out with that person, then it can just be really exhausting trying to get help. For me, as a busy mom who works outside the home, who works inside the home, who's schlepping three kids around all the time, the only way that I could truly get help was to do it over my computer. I don't have to drive anywhere. I can talk to someone on my computer. I can do it in my pajamas. I don't have to go anywhere. If I need to, my kids can just be watching television while I, you know, take care of me. So BetterHelp is our sponsor, and I'm a big fan of BetterHelp. BetterHelp is online counseling, and it's there for you. You can connect with a professional counselor in a safe and private online environment. It's super convenient so that you can get help on your own time and at your own pace. So you can schedule a video or a phone session. You could do chat. You could do text with your therapist. All four of those communication modes are for you, and you can start communicating with a counselor in under 24 hours. And if you're not happy with, you know, the way that you and your counselor are vibing, you can just, for any reason, you can just request a new one at any time and they won't charge you anything extra. All right. So there are 3,000 U.S. licensed therapists all across 50 states. It's secure, it's convenient, it's professional, it's affordable. And best of all, financial aid is available for those who qualify. I think a lot of times that's another thing that keeps us from getting help, is we think, oh, I can't afford it. It's going to be too much money. So that's another barrier that can be eliminated between you and getting help. And there's lots of reasons that you might need help. You know, depression and anxiety, that's my jam. But even just stress, anger issues, family conflicts, maybe you're going through grief, maybe you're not sleeping, maybe you're working through a traumatic experience. Whatever it is, you can find a counselor that's going to work well for you. You just simply fill out a questionnaire. They assess your needs. It's totally confidential. And then you get matched with a counselor that you love. You can go to betterhelp.com. That's betterhelp.com/drinks, and that gets you 10% off your first month of counseling. So again, that's the discount code drinks. Go to betterhelp.com/drinks and get started today. BetterHelp.
Kimmy, what has broken you?
Well, so I am so excited because I got to go away for 7 weeks to direct television, right?
It's a dream.
I was in New York for almost 5 weeks, and then I was in Vancouver for 2, and it was awesome. Like, I was so excited, but I just did not quite anticipate the amount of guilt and sadness it would be to be away from the family, you know? I came back, and I mean, this is like, I feel like it's opposite. Like, because I have not been like with my child for the past like 2 months, you know? And I would try to FaceTime her every day because I have so much guilt. And like, she was just like, "Hi, Mama, how's it going? I want to watch Paw Patrol. Bye." And I was like, it's just like the first, it's like the first day. So cool. She doesn't, I don't want to, like, it's fine. It's fine. I was like, "Hi, baby." Like, I'm working on a puppet show with Sesame Workshop, you know, like this show called Helpsters. It's going to be on Apple TV. Sesame Workshop. And I was like,
the greatest thing in the whole world.
I'm so excited. And I was like, I did it because of you and I love you. Like, I'm like, "Are you excited to hear it? Mama, I'm watching True. Can I call you back?"
You were
the phone. No.
Every time.
Interrupting her TV time. Yes.
And I was like, "What is going on over there?" I get it. Listen, he was single parenting. Like, you gotta like do what you do. You know what I mean? You gotta survive.
She's like, "Mama, look, I cannot even.
I can't even talk to you right now.
You're not here, and this is what my life is right now.
So just deal with it.
Like, Mom, I'm making crepes.
I made myself throw up and I'm enjoying the fruits of my labor.
Time for this.
I mean, girls, I was living, I was in New York City.
Yeah.
And living on 26th and 7th Avenue. I had a furnished apartment that they put me up in.
And wait, let me visualize 26th.
You did it.
26th.
You did it.
Fuck, you did it. And I was working on 33rd at the Hotel Pennsylvania, walking to work 5 blocks. And I was like, I did it. I've achieved life.
Like every day.
Yeah, every day. And I was like, yes, we've done it. Everybody's so nice. And I'm thinking of my daughter every day, thinking, this is it. I'm doing a multicam show. And I finally achieved it. I'm like, baby, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you every single day.
But I'm living my dream. Okay.
Just like dreams, just like you're just like, you're a piece of shit, Mom. I don't care. Nobody cares. Get out of my room. You know?
I love that no matter what, you're still a mom.
I know.
And kids will hurt your feelings.
I know. But it was like, I I'm going to go see a show. I saw Waitress on Broadway, which I was so excited. And there were two internet stars. Which is like
in the cast?
Yes, in the cast.
Oh, geez.
Todrick Hall, who's great.
Oh,
you know?
Okay. Todrick Hall.
Yes.
He's playing, straight guy.
He's playing a straight guy.
Straight guy.
For those of you who maybe aren't familiar with him, he's
ass,
often on
hair,
RuPaul's
lips, nails.
Drag Race.
Yes.
He's a dancer.
Incredible. I directed him in Crazy Ex Girlfriend, too. He was one of the cats. He played Funky Cat. Yeah, he was incredible.
Episode.
And listen, he is charismatic and fantastic.
So. I love him so much.
Very talented. Yeah.
But what I was just like, I'm going to see a sophisticated Broadway show. And it was literally like 40,000 screaming girls going, and I
wait, who was the other internet star?
Miranda Sings. Who? They're great. Like, they're great.
Oh,
but like,
she's a friend of Glozell.
Yes.
Who is a guest who is upcoming on the show.
Yes. So it was just a strange experience when I was like, I'm sophisticated. Oh, my God, I'm watching the internet again, you know?
Oh, and then, right.
This is not Sam Shepard.
No.
And then somebody comes up and they're like, can you take a picture? And I was like, oh, my God. And then Grand Ole Flag, they were talking about the internet star that was right next to me. It was like an Instagram makeup artist person.
No.
And I'm just going to go get some pie.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Ouch. Ouch.
It was like a...
I hope you turned around and you're like, do you know who I am?
It was just like...
Do you have Netflix?
Yeah.
Trick question. Everyone does.
It was just like a constant reminder of like, oh, right. Like, no matter what you are, you're like, I just want my kids' approval. Do teens like me? Oh, man. Like, I have not succeeded. You know what? The internet's always going to win. And that's just the goddamn truth. You know
Shit.
What I mean?
That's a horrible realization.
I know.
Well, it's even if you were one of the Paw Patrol voices, let's say you were like a Paw Patrol voice, which is like the hero of all the toddlers.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I know people who do that and the kids are like, shh, stop. No. Like to the parents, they're like, I am.
Yeah. It's like, I'm Marshall. I'm doing the voice.
I'm fucking Marshall. And they're like, no, stop.
Yeah, right.
No.
Yeah. Wait, do they not believe it or they're just like, I don't want to hear it?
Both. A little bit of both. Like, it's like, because it's not the cartoon, you know? So they're just like, stop with that.
I wonder if that's how it is for Donovan Patton.
Yeah.
Because my kids have been into Umizoomi lately.
Oh, yeah, and you hear him all the time on
that. Yeah, he's the robot.
I love that show.
Yeah. The show is so cute.
So cute.
Umizoomi.
And that's just his voice. He's like, hey, okay, we're going over here.
Oh, meanwhile, while I was in New York, my daughter got hit in the face. She just started school. She got hit in the face 3 times.
What?
By a kid? By
over
a kid.
What time period?
So it was like in the matter of 2 weeks, and she just started school.
Same kid?
Three different children. Oh, and I was just like, no. I was like, what am I doing? I'm a horrible. Like, to
you
have
just
to
made
remote.
A child with a hittable face,
out.
I think.
I know. Yes. Such a hittable face. Oh, God.
No.
But yeah, it was like, you know, ETK, which is, you know, preschool basically. And like, they were fighting over toys. Like, one kid hit her, and they're like, the teacher's like, yeah, we're working on it. And then the second girl is like, yeah, she's new to school. She got hit in the face by a Unikitty and had like a scar on her face. And the third one, they were like, yeah, they were playing, and that one seemed okay. But to have to remote parent from far away when you already feel like shit, your kid doesn't want to talk to you, and like, they're getting hit in the face, and you're just like, who do I yell at? You know what I mean? I'm like, which is why I was thankful I was in New York City, because then you could just yell at anyone, and they're right, like, true. They don't hear you.
Yeah, they don't hear you. They're like, oh.
You could just walk down the street yelling. You go on the subway and yell, like, no one would even look at you.
No.
Like, it's fine.
No,
but
I didn't.
That's hard.
Yeah, that was hard. That was probably the worst, because I went back for 5 days for her first day of school, which was nice that I was there.
Yeah.
And my husband actually had to go to Oakland, so we didn't see each other at all for like 8 weeks.
Woof.
So, but yeah, so I was there for her first day of school, which is great. Her best friend was there with her starting school, so that was nice. But it was the day that I let her go by herself that I was like, oh my God, she's a woman. But I watched her walk away. I mean, you guys have been through this, but man, it is
something else.
I was fine until I had to just like, until she didn't, her friend was running late. So I had to watch her walk away by herself with her like little Lego backpack that's three times her size. And you watch them walk away and you're like, please don't get hurt. And then, of course, I got
and they get punched in the face.
I know, like, three times.
Oh, gosh.
It was unexpectedly hard, and you try not to internalize it too much, but it's like, what can you fucking do? I don't know.
It's really,
I don't know.
Yeah.
Do you get mad at the parent? Do you get mad at the kid? Do you feel bad for the kid? Do you feel bad for your kid? You tell them, yeah, fight them back. Like, I don't know what, I didn't know what to say other than like, should I move?
Let's go somewhere where children don't hit.
They don't have hands somewhere, right?
Is there a place where you're the only child in the school?
I know.
Yeah.
It's been a weird transition to not be around for her first like school stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm back, and like, literally my husband is her soccer coach, the vice chair of like the society or whatever.
He's what? Like yeah, the PTA type thing?
Yeah, but they don't have a PTA. It's like I forget what it's
like
called.
Friends of.
Or like student something council. I don't know. Yeah. It's like, but he's like such an involved parent. We're living opposite 1950s household right now.
You come home, you're like, where's my martini? Get me my slippers.
Exactly.
I don't smell dinner. Yeah, shake a leg.
And my martini.
Yeah. And my martini.
But it's
you knew
weird.
I was coming home. Why didn't you clean up?
I hired you a maid. Why didn't she work?
No. I mean you. Your face.
But yeah, but it's been a weird time.
An adjustment.
It's a weird time adjustment, and I feel like I also feel like awkward around moms, because I'm like, I'm an absent mother, and is that okay? You know what I mean?
Like, okay. There are so many.
Like, I'm on a computer lab because last year I was an absent mother, and my kid called me out on it. She was like, "You're not here, so you need to be here more."
Yeah.
And it's really fucking hard. And then even when I'm trying to do it, I'm still late. Like, I can't even do it normal.
Yeah.
Like, it's really hard.
I didn't go to Ajax's parent teacher conference. I sent my husband because it was just too early.
Mm-hmm.
I can't be bothered to compost with their school.
Fuck.
Look, I could be there, but I am not. So I feel like that's much worse. I'm not directing Todrick Hall.
But you know, you will. But that's just it, though. And maybe it's because I've known you for so long, mm-hmm. and I know your work ethic, and I know what you've put in to get to where you're at. And it's so exciting and great to see you succeeding, and it's well deserved.
Oh, it really is. And it's such a treat. It's a treat when a nice person
who works hard and is nice to people and kind to people.
And it's paying
to,
off.
To,
it's
like, yeah, to see you succeed because we
the
know.
The universe is paying it back.
We know so many shitheads who are successful and it's kind of a bummer. You know?
But what I want to say though is that like right now she doesn't understand.
Yeah.
So for her, it's so like small, you know, it's like, it's great. There's some greatness to that. And then there's also a feeling of like, oh no, like you don't understand. I'm doing this for you, but you don't understand it.
Yeah. And trying to be a role model.
Yeah. And you're doing it for you, which is also for her. Like you're fulfilling yourself and what you need to do. So that you can be a happy, healthy, fulfilled person. Yep. So that she's not like 20 and you're like, I threw it all away for you. Yeah. I resent you. Yeah. My dreams are gone and now I'm going to die. you're following your dreams. Like, you that's just, important.
Yeah, you could like ride your Peloton every day.
I was like, I feel so guilty that, well, luckily I was working at Sesame Workshop. So they're like, they brought me a whole thing. And I was like, look, Elmo and Grover and Cookie Monster toys for you.
Oh, are you happy now?
Yes.
Listen, she really liked it. She really liked that
shit. I mean, yeah. And you're showing her what it's like. If you work really hard, you can do anything. Yeah. And because you're showing that. Mm-hmm. It's true. So that's huge. That's what I tell myself. My kids are going to see one day that I'm working and they're going to like it.
Yeah.
You know, they like it. They like it.
They fucking like it. They fucking like it. Like,
you know what? They like it. They act like they like it.
I hate it.
If I were home, we all know what happens when I'm home. It's sad and depressing and none of us like each other. So well, when I work, it's much better.
I sell the Peloton. It would be a bad day. Mm-hmm. We're at Costco all the time, but working there because we all have jobs now.
You just sit at Costco and eat hot dogs all day.
We ate free samples.
It's Saturday. So my kid likes it so much.
Cammy.
Buddy.
Cammy.
Yes, buddy. I hope I didn't let you down.
Miss Cammy.
You have not let a single person down, including Lottie.
Yourself.
And especially Lottie. Our listeners and us. Okay. Is there anything that you would like to promote? Where can people find you?
Yeah. Your new podcast.
Yes. Yes, I just launched a new podcast called The Mother of All Shows. It just launched recently.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I hope you guys will come on it. It's like a deep dive into motherhood. I'm trying to research why like the rules have been set in place, you know?
Cool. What's like, give me like an example. Like,
well, the first episode we did was about postpartum depression.
Oh.
And I was like, why doesn't anyone talk about it? And it's only been like recognized by the psychiatric community since 1994, which is in our fucking lifetime.
That's nuts.
That's crazy. And you're like, I just want to know why weren't we talking about it? And it's like, oh, it's a relatively new concept. Oh. And so, and in fact,
got it.
A lot has changed in that amount of time. Mm-hmm. Like when you think about like, just all of
and DSM also and like how the internet is the best thing and the worst thing for us. So like, I mean, I was even curious about when did someone first shame someone for breastfeeding? You know what I mean? Like, was like a like, and I was like, oh, let me ask like a zookeeper. It's like a pig. Like, hey, why are you breastfeeding your kid till 3? Shame on you or whatever. Like side eye from a mule. I don't know. Like I'm curious.
Oh
like,
my God.
Like,
yes.
In the animal kingdom. I don't know.
I saw a one panel comic strip the other day and it was a cow nursing a calf. And then there was like a nursing cover over. And I thought that was really fun. And there was like one judgmental looking cow. I mean,
Like, I don't know. I was just curious to why, because I was very resistant to motherhood. So I was like, let's just start unpacking things and maybe I'll come around to it.
I like it.
Yeah.
That sounds great. Is it a weekly podcast?
Yeah, it's a weekly podcast. So we have 20 episodes and then we'll see what happens from there.
Dive in, everyone. I know a lot of our listeners are always looking for new podcasts to listen to on the way to work.
We could be like sister casts. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We could totally vibe comedy also, like not afraid to like just like fucking get in there. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like whatever you're doing, it's going to be funny, right? It's funny.
It's funny.
It's a silly podcast.
And also, dare I say, vulnerable?
That's a good thing that Brene Brown talks about it. It's important.
Oh, vulnerability is important.
Is that what she sounds like? Is this Adele? Is this what Adele sounds like?
Yes, it is. That's exactly what Adele sounds like.
That's her like best number one song.
It's called Vulnerability. And then she sings like a little.
So one more time, tell us what the name of your podcast is.
Mother of All Shows.
Mother of All Shows. Yes. Great. And where can people find you online?
I'm at Kimmy Gatewood. And I'm directing some television shows. And
like?
I'll be doing Babysitter's Club, Helpsters on Apple. I'm on Glow, obviously. I'm also on a show called Atypical on Netflix.
Oh, yeah. I love that show.
I play a coach.
Nice.
I play a coach in the show, and I love that show so much.
Like a sports coach?
I'm like a running coach.
Yeah.
Kind of tough.
Oh, tough running coach. Like that?
Hard-nosed, a little tiny bit, but a
love it. Love it.
Yeah, but really excited about Renee Zellweger's career. Just on a side note, you know what I mean? She's doing Judy Garland.
I'm very excited about that.
It's great.
I was like, what? And then I was like, oh, right, she did Chicago. Right,
if you guys want to talk about that online, I'll do it with you.
So slide into Kimmy's DMs if you want to talk about Renee Zellweger as Judy Garland and also find her on all of the platforms at Kimmy Gatewood.
Yeah.
Hey, if you like the show, please subscribe. And, you know, it's a free show. So a way that you can pay us is to rate it and review it.
Yep. And if you like it, make sure to tell your friends about it.
Tell everybody, especially tell your mom group.
Mm-hmm.
Please follow us on Twitter at Mommy Drinks Show and on Instagram at Why Mommy Drinks Podcast. Like us on Facebook.
Yeah, join our Facebook group. We have a great Facebook group, Mommy Drinks.
That's right. It's a whole community of listeners. It's super fun. It's super supportive. Also, send us your parenting nightmares. Send us your shit shows. Email them to us at whymommydrinkspodcast@gmail.com. And you can leave a message on our hotline.
Coming with your shit show. 424-279-8884. Coming with your shit show. 424-279-8884. Coming with your shit show.
424-279-8842.
Kimmy, you're doing a great job. You are
Thanks,
doing
you guys.
A great job.
You guys are doing a great job.
You're fucking killing it, dude.
Thanks, buddies.
Yeah.
It's been 100. We've known each other for 100 years.
Roughly.
We went to Washington, D.C.
A long time ago.
Remember that? Did improvisations. Lady
lots
improv
of
group.
Improv.
We did a lot so of long lady ago. Improv.
I'll never forget when you came on the scene at UCB, you were the first person my age who had, or like maybe the first woman my age who had like shown up.
Yes, no,
up until you got there, I was always the young, I was the baby.
I remember that. We were like, we're the same age. We're 22.
We're little.
We're little babies.
Oh, we're twins now.
But
remember the early 80s, am I right?
Yeah, I remember that being very exciting. The fact that I can still remember it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot I forgot about the whole time.
I know.
Amanda, you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
You're the fucking weekly computer lab mom.
Well, see,
weekly
I did this,
computer lab mom.
I did today, so that's
good.
That.
It's kind of inspired me. I'm like, I gotta go in one day and like do the breakfast or whatever at our school.
Well, they get older and then you're not allowed.
They have breakfast and lunch there at school. Bless.
That's the lunch lady. You can't.
I think that's a.
No, you can go and observe like a, it. You can observe them getting breakfast.
No, that's a job.
I'm here to watch you eat.
I'm volunteering.
I don't know how school works yet.
I think they need help eating.
I'm volunteering right now.
I'm an enzyme. I'm helping you digest.
I'm a chew coach. Chew.
Good job.
Great time.
I'm a director. Anyway, for television.
I fucking know Elmo.
Okay, you don't seem impressed enough.
No? How about Todrick?
I love that. That a preschooler would be like, Todrick Hall?
Oh my God, that video is so great.
Oh, Amanda.
There are some great jokes.
We killed it. I'm just going to say, we killed it today. That was so much fun. My throat hurts from laughing.
So you might find yourself calling your psychiatrist to figure out how to get your kid back to school. Or, just realizing that the only truth is the truth that your kids will never get you to school on time. I don't know. The truth is your sisters suck. that's what I almost wrote. Or you're
you almost wrote that.
Yeah, my sisters suck. Why is Wes late? Or you find yourself super fucking proud of your life and your kid wants to hang up with you to go watch fucking Paw Patrol. Know that, you know what? You're doing a great job.
Why Mommy Drinks.
I'm Joel Spence.
And I'm Deborah Tarika.
And we're co-hosts of This Particular Album Is Very, Very Important to Me.
This is the podcast where we ask people we love to pick an album that is very, very important to them. And here they share their memories.
Great. And not so great.
And emotional connections.
Great. And also not so great.
And we all get to listen to it through their ears.
Join us for season two with all new guests. Like, you got your Al Yankovics, you got your Kulop Lysaks, you got your Grant O'Briens, your Lawrence Lapkus, your Egos Wodum, and your Rachel's Bloom. Well, there's more than that. Available at Campfire Media or wherever you get your podcasts.
Campfire.